Blog Talk Radio.
For tuning in this morning, 8 a.m. Central Time on this Tuesday morning. Thank you for those, regardless of your creed, your class, your color, regardless to whom or what, for tuning in to the Black Box Show, this internet radio show. I thank you for continuing to tune in to hear about you, to hear what it is that you must do right now. No more living in the past. No more blaming other people for you not moving forward or making powerful moves. This is your moment right now. And I thank you for tuning in this morning. The show have changed from Saturday morning, 9 a.m. Central Time, to Tuesday morning, 8 a.m. Central Time. And I thank you. And I believe it's a better day. It's a better day. This is work hour. You know, people getting off from work in traffic, people going to work in traffic. And 8 a.m. is traffic jam time. And with this topic entitled Mental blocks. You know, as we continue to go the same way during the day to work or home or wherever else that place may be, and we continue to go down the same street, the same freeway, the highway, the expressway, and we get off the same exit, and here we are faced with something that we wasn't expected, for a barricade to be set up for us to take the next exit on down, the street that is blocked off, and we have to go through little side streets to get back on the main street. And we have our address already programmed in our GPS where we need to go. So we continue to hear this voice telling us, turn left, turn right, keep going. And we see that we may be 1.0 miles ahead, but we thinking that this is going to put us right back in route for us to get to our destination on time. And here we go, we reach the 1.0 mile, and it's telling us to turn right again. It's telling us that we have 2.0 miles ahead for us to get to our destination. And we feel as though that we're going in circles. We're going in circles, and we're not getting nowhere. So we become frustrated. We become upset. We start yelling at that voice that is telling us which way to go on the GPS system. And we yelling. I mean, we just upset. Our day was going smooth. Our day was going good. But all of a sudden, a shift have taken place within us. Because we've been so used to going the same way for a long period of time. And we got comfortable. We got to the point where we didn't need no GPS system. We knew it by heart. And so we kept on feeling like, okay, well, I can easily get to that place in 15 minutes. But all of a sudden, we got into our vehicle and we were headed to that same place. Instead of us getting to that destination in 15 minutes, it took us 35 minutes or maybe 40 minutes. And we just knew that the appointment that we had, or with us making it to work on time, it was all over. Our supervisor, our managers were just going to penalize us, take some points away, or give us a notice that, hey, what's really going on? You're supposed to be here at this time. You know, we have all of these voices of words telling us what's getting ready to happen. And so, like I have as well, we feed into those words of what will happen to us for being late. The deal is not going to go through because I was supposed to meet these people, and I'm late. I called them, and they didn't pick up the phone. They probably said, well, this person not responsible enough to be on time. So we make it. And we make it. We go through the door. And the supervisor and the managers, they just ask, hey, what happened? And you looking like that's all? And we told them that, you know, we had some roads that were shut down, and we had an accident in ahead of us, and that's the reason why we made it here late. And they said, well, you know, we know that's not you. That's fine. Okay. And all of what we have built up in our mind, thinking something different, thinking that we was going to be penalized, it didn't turn out to be that way. And we say to ourselves, wow, you mean to tell me I done worked up this sweat? I've been cussing, I've been fussing, I've been beyond who I am, and I didn't get penalized. I didn't get no points taken away from me. They just asked what happened. I made it to my appointment, and the people that I was supposed to meet, they was in the traffic jam as well. And they was in the area whereas they couldn't receive no calls. They couldn't even call out. Wow. I was thinking that they lost hope in me. And they looked at me as being other than the way I was feeling. And so many times people go through life with barricades inside of their mind. They become a prisoner to their own mind and not being aware because of ignorance that the mind is movement. The mind is movement. Our true house is our mind. That's why we must tell our mind how to think. And we must tell our body how to feel. Most people stay ill and sick because of ignorance. They have no knowledge that they can command their body how to feel. They think that it's crazy to communicate with the body. When they know that the body have a way of communicating with them. The body will tell us when to stop, when to slow down. The body will tell us no more food. It's time to lay down. It's time to get up. It's just like light that travels at the rate of 186,000 miles per second, whether we laying down or whether we standing up, light will always travel. It is ordained to function in that manner. It's just like sound. Sound travels at the rate of 1,120 feet per second. Sound is already commanded on what it needs to do. It's just like the earth traveling at the rate of 1,037 one-third miles per hour. See, whether we are moving, making progress or not, the earth, the light, and the sound still is ordained to function according to its nature. And we have dominion over the light, the earth, and the sound. We have a mind that we can be creative. And the light and the sound will help us, just like thoughts. Thought travels at the speed of 24 billion miles per second. Light, sound, and thought will help us overcome the blocks that is in our mind. The blocks can easily be removed. We have to change our prototypes. We have to begin to look at the environment that we are living in, the environment where we associate in, and see whether or not is that environment helping us or hindering us. Is that environment giving you life or giving you death? That's why prayer is not getting on our knees and making noise, saying words, saying things that we don't want to happen. Prayer is the non-physical because we are spiritual beings in a physical body. The whole body is a mass of energy. It's the non-physical communicating with the superconscious to bring things into existing. We only focus on what we want and not what we don't want. It doesn't matter about your religion, because whether you claim the religion that you are a part of, you still have people that's functioning with malfunctions. They are not completely in tune to the one that created them. So they stay broke. They feel as though all their life they have to struggle. All their life they have to do enough just to get by. That's why the poor live among the poor and the rich live among the rich. It's all designed. Have you ever seen or heard of poor people living in a rich neighborhood around rich people? No. And the reason why that you have those with a poor mentality that live in a decent neighborhood where there is lesser crime because of Section 8. Section 8. And that's why most times people that's on Section 8, they cause the environment and the community to go down. They were qualified to move in a nice, beautiful home. And when they get in, they make the home look like the projects. So the people that was there before them, yes, they have to complain. They have to find out, how did these people move into our neighborhood? They do not mow the lawn. The door is swinging off the hinges. They got dogs in the front of the yard, tied up to the door. I mean, that's insanity. That's why we are what we think about. We must change the way we look at things, and the way we look at things will change. You can beautify the outside body from head to feet, get your hair done, your face done, your nails done, and all of that, and put name brand clothing on, but the inside is filthy. The inside need to be gutted out. And we wonder why that we still moving the way we moving. Instead of us moving forward, we moving in reverse. We going backwards. Nobody on the outside can make us feel better. All the answers that we need is inside of us. But out of the lack of knowledge, we're not aware that the things that we doing, and it comes from not only our environment, but also it comes from the way we've been programmed genetically. This is powerful. That's why when people write out their plans, they write out goals, they write out agendas, and they go strong. I mean, they go strong believing in what they have written down for one day, 2 days. They do not even have that same burning desire for 7 days, for a whole week. They're not willing to be patient with themselves. They're not willing to believe that it's a process. It's no big old tall muscular man above us saying my your wish is my command, abracadabra, just gonna make things manifest right then and there. But there is a creator inside of us that can help us to identify with the inner universe and the inner world within us to make things manifest how we want them to be manifested. It calls for us to imagine this and to visualize being, doing, and having what we truly want. See, that's the real abracadabra. That's the real secret. Because once you know that everything first must be manifested internally, it's not a secret no more. Because you have unlocked what has been kept hidden from you. That's why you must study about you. Stop worrying about celebrities. Stop worrying about what people that are rich and famous, what they doing with their money, what they doing in their personal life, their domestic life. That's what's keeping you to be stuck. And the more you see people outside of you living in those nice, beautiful homes, driving those nice, beautiful vehicles that your heart desire, having the money that you say you want, it frustrates you even more. And that's where jealousy starts. And jealousy turns into envy. You hate people outside of you without a just cause. They ain't did nothing to you. They don't even know you. But you hate them. Really, you hate you. Because you refuse to go through the process like they went through the process. Everybody on the earth went through something to get what they have. The material things, the money. Stop focusing and putting more energy into someone else and use that for you. To better yourself, to better your family, to better your environment and your community. Stop worrying about what other people are doing and what they not doing. If I was them, I'd do this. No, you probably wouldn't do the same. So let us clear out the data in our mind. We have spams and we have viruses in our minds that needs to be removed. The central nervous system is more powerful than the computer system that we are accustomed to using. When you look inside of that computer, The central nervous system is more powerful than that. See, we have so much that we can use that's sitting right inside of us because the computer was built from a person's mind, from imagination, from visualization. It came from mind of a man. Everything that we're looking at outside of us, it was built from imagination and visualization. That's why the answers is sitting right inside of us. For us to be successful, for us to have good health, for us to have wealth, for us to be prosperous in whatever our heart truly and honestly desire. And once we start believing in ourselves, we will begin to be winners. No more looking down on yourself. Because you worried about if you would have knew this 5 years ago, you would have been doing better. No. See, because once you know better, you obligated to do better. But you had to go through something. Even though you may look at those that are younger than you and doing the things that you feel as though you should have done when you was that age. Do not beat yourself up. We do more beating ourselves than uplifting ourselves. You still alive to bring those very things into manifestation. It's never too late. There's no such thing I'm too old. I don't care if it's a man 50 years old and he ain't never put out a rap song. He never put out a rap song. But if he had always wanted to do a rap song, no matter what people on the outside would say, oh, man, I don't know why that man want to be style rapping for. He too old to be rapping. Ain't no such thing. You too old because you feel like you old. Stop worrying about the next person's opinion. Let that man 50 years of age, if he wanted to do a rap song and he always wanted to do a rap song, let him do it. That rap song will probably be the answers to his prayers. It's never too late. It's people in their 60s and their 70s just now getting their GED. Just now going to college. You know you're going to have people making mockery. It doesn't matter. Because the mockery will make you to be motivated. Because you're showing them, when you get to this age, you better hope and pray you have the same desire that I have to accomplish what I choose to accomplish. Thank you for tuning in. Continue to tune in to the Black Box Show, your show, this self-improvement show that will be coming on from here on out. If anything changes, I will make notice. Tuesday morning at 8 a.m. Central Time. Thank you and download this show and share this show with others. Thank you. Have a blessed and prosperous life. Peace.